Okay. Love that sound. The time is 5:05, and I'd like to call to order the November 13th, 2025 meeting of the Parks Recreation Open Space Advisory Board being held in the City Council Chambers at City Hall and confirm that a quorum is present. Regular members present are Leslie Warren, Bruce Mead, Mohammed El Hindi. Alternate members present are Lauren Halsey. And Lauren will be voting today as well. First, public comments. Do we have anyone to speak on agenda items? Okay, no. Okay, we'll go to the consent items. The first item is number 25-3346. It's the minutes of the Parks Recreation and Open Space Advisory Board meeting of October 9th, 2025. Do we have a motion to approve this item?
I motion to approve.
Okay, Bruce?
I'll second.
Okay. So Bruce approves it, and Mohammed seconds it. Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, the motion passes. Now, as far as reports, item number 25-3347, it's the Director's Report and our esteemed Amy Kincaid.
Good evening, Chair and members of the Board. Amy Kincaid, Director of Parks and Rec, here to give you a brief update. So we've had quite a past month on events. Traps North Region Golf Tournament was held sometime in October. You can see four gentlemen here that took away first place. So kudos to them. They were the secret power team and walked away winners. So wanted to make sure that they get the recognition. It was a very difficult course, I've been told. Traps North Region Conference was last week on Monday in Denton, and we took away three awards. Marty, the park superintendent, received the award for maintenance excellence for the goats that we had out at Gabe Nesbitt Park through Al Rushoff. So won the North Region for that. Hannah Hickman received the Horizons Award, which is for newer professionals and that is exceeding all levels. Oops. Across North Region and just the profession. She was not able to be there, so I had to put her screenshot up there. And to the right was Chris Hallmark, who received the Communications Award for McKinney Mellons. If you're familiar with those fun reels, I can send the link if you would like me to. I'm gonna move that so I quit hitting it. But anyway, they're fantastic. They did three different series of videos and fully engaged the community. Partially the reason behind it was that was the one that we were trying to push adult sports, and that was one of the areas that we were lacking participation. So with the efforts of these reels, we over doubled our leagues and stuff, so very successful. Next up, Epicon was last week as well. It was a busy week. We had over 200 people in attendance. This is for our full-time and part-time staff. It's held at the Sheraton every year. This year's conference theme was Level Up. It was a great conference. We had four different educational sessions. We had Edgar Jones, a former NFL player, that was the keynote. We also added awards this year, which everyone seemed to like, as well as a CAPRA accreditation reception at the end. So overall, great day. Staff enjoyed themselves, and it was just great to connect with those that they normally don't get to see. Veterans Day ceremony. Thank you, Mr. Councilmember Cloutier, for giving his remarks at the ceremony. We had great attendance, beautiful weather. I thank Marty and the Parks team for helping with that like they do every year. In addition to this, we also did a dedication of the R.D. Foster plaque, which you can see on the right. So overall, great events. So we should be sending out invitations hopefully tomorrow, if not by Monday. But ribbon cutting for Rec Center Town Lake and Light Walk will be happening on Wednesday, December 3rd. We will be starting at the Recreation Center at Town Lake for that ribbon cutting starting at 4. And then we will be following it to Town Lake Light Walk at 5 o'clock. And we have some special things. I can't spill the beans, but it's going to be a magical moment. Park project updates. Jenny will be giving a presentation to council next Tuesday at work session. I believe that begins at 3 o'clock, so at least tune in if you can't be here. But wanted to give a very high-level highlights of what will be presented. I didn't include all of the slides, but just wanted to highlight some of the upcoming. One of the newer projects that she will not be highlighting, but I thought it was really cool, this is at Gray Branch Park, just west of the barn, if you're familiar, and to the west of the parking lot. The folks at Trinity Presbyterian Church reached out to Jenny's team, said, hey, this is a tradition, something they do in China. Would you be open to looking at this opportunity? Since then, they've installed it, but it is called the Phone of the Wind. And I included what it says inside there, but this phone will never ring. It is connected by love to nowhere and everywhere. It is for those who have an empty place in their heart left by a loved one. Say hello, say goodbye, talk to the past, the present, and the future. The wind will carry our message. So just thought that that was really cool and wanted to highlight that as another unique feature that we have in our park system. So we currently have 21 active projects and 7 to begin in 26-27. So this is just a quick list of all projects in queue currently. We have 3 recent and near completion. We have 6 bidding and construction. We have 12 in design and planning currently that will be going into construction in early 2026. And then totaling almost $200 million invested in our parks and trail for improvement. So overall, that is an amazing list, but also just the support and the funding for our park system. So to highlight, I don't know if you've had a chance to go by, but Rec Center at Town Lake is officially open. Here's some of the new photos that we have. We are currently working on price structure for that, and we will be streamlining our pricing for for January 2026. So we're currently just inviting people out to come be a part of the Rec Center Town Lake, take a look, see all the great new amenities that we have here. Town Lake Light Walk, this is a sneak peek. Again, the lights will stay off until December 3rd when we do a unveiling for that evening. But as you can see, it's going to be super cool. They are working on the last grouping of lighting, so that is not the complete project as you see in that photo. But make sure to go by there. It's going to be amazing. Greens Neighborhood Park. This has been in queue. They're currently working on landscaping and is on schedule to hopefully be completed by the end of November this month. Phase 2 of the soccer complex, here's just some updated photos. I don't want to jinx it, but we are ahead of schedule on this project. But looking at early spring for this project. So very exciting. The turf is being laid. It's looking great. Ashwoods Park is currently the structure has been removed, and this is going to be donated. We don't know where yet, but we'll make sure to keep you in the loop. This is the new playground feature that you can see here will be installed tomorrow. So exciting to see what that's going to look like once it gets installed. Inspiration Park. This is the old, as you can see on the bottom right-hand side. This was slated to be removed in December, but now has been pushed to January. We just found out walking in here. So This project has been bumped to January, but the new feature will be coming in. That was the delay. We didn't want to remove it and not have something there until January when we could get the new equipment in. Gabe Nesbitt, for fourplex softball, we are routing the plans for this, the contract, starting at beginning this project in early 2026, probably sometime mid-January. But this is moving forward, and you should start seeing dirt moving shortly. Bob Thomas Dog Park at Town Lake. The bid documents are in review right now and should be out to bid in the next month or so. So this is moving forward as well. This is just some more renderings and the overall plans. Grady Little John Sports Complex is also going to bid at the same time. These are just another view of what the renderings look like. Old Settlers Park, we're still at in the civil design phase. We're at 60% currently. This will definitely be a 2026 project as we finish design. Then we'll go through the bidding on construction. This is just for the phase one section that will include expanded playground, multi-level splash pad, a larger pavilion and restrooms, stream enhancements, pickleball courts, and a skate spot. Regional Sports Complex, this is the property that's near Irwin. It's the 70 acres and the 220 just south of Bloomdale and north of Painted Tree. So we are actually, Tuesday it's on the agenda for council to approve the guiding principles. So we know that we're on track. As soon as we get that approved, we will be going to an RFQ for that, RFQ for that property, and looking at early December to release that. So more to come, but that project will be moving forward as well of seeing what comes back. Irwin Park, again, we're routing the construction documents, and I know that we're still looking at a January start for that, but just wanted to highlight that this is a huge project that is coming to Irwin Park. Apex new elevator. This is a new, we talked about it. It's needed because currently we only have one elevator in Apex, so when it goes down, there's no accessibility to the multi-level facility. We've been working with Brinkley Sargent, who was the designer of this facility, to design what that could look like. We are close to completion, so we can move forward with this. This will allow elevator to all three levels, and it's on the backside near the pool. The pool is the windows to the right. So this will be a great addition, so we will be able, if one goes down, we will have backup. And also allow further and additional accessibility. Al Rushoff Sports Complex, this is to start later in 2026. Just wanted to put it on your radar. It's a $5 million budget, and this is going to connect both phases, add new parking, a turn lane, and entry signs and lighting. So this will be a great addition to complete Al Rushoff Sports Complex. And with that, I'll stand for any questions you might have.
Great job, Amy. Thank you.
Question for you on the regional sports complex. So the RFQ is going out. Is that a public-private partnership, or is that intended to be city-managed and completely owned?
No. We're looking at what that could be. We don't want to put ourselves in a box and limit what that could look like. We are probably looking at a private management. I think it would be easier. We don't have the funding currently for it. That will just speed up the progress of that project, knowing that the needs are already there.
Thank you.
Amy, that phone you were talking about on Gray Branch, a couple of questions. Did we vote on that? I was trying to remember.
No. It was just one of those things that's a cool idea. It didn't take a whole lot of space.
Gotcha.
So we just moved forward with it.
And is that phone bolted down? I could see it sprouting wings. I didn't know if that's secured somehow.
It is on. Let me go back to. Give me just a sec. Oops. So it is installed on the pole, as you can see. So it is, I was out there and it's very sturdy. They built up the bed around it with the rocks.
Gotcha.
And you can't really see it, but on the upper right-hand side or the lower right-hand side, there's a nice rock for people to sit there. It was just a very peaceful area, but it is very sturdy and well constructed.
Okay.
I have a question about the elevator at Apex. Is it going to be outside of the building or inside next to where the other elevator is?
It's going to be in the inside. And, I'm trying to get to. So you can see, and Erica, you might clarify, but access will be in the inside and outside.
Yeah, there will be a hallway that will be created leading to the elevator on all three levels.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm just trying to gauge the construction amount and how much people can still utilize the facility while this is in progress.
It should have very little impact, just the location of it.
Thank you.
I do want to make mention also, I know that it has been brought up by a few folks, but we're going to start moving our meeting to 5:30 start time. I know two members brought it up, and I went through City Secretary's office. And we can change it without a vote, so I'm just going to go on record. I think everyone's in agreement to move this to 5:30. So we'll start that in December. So we'll get the website updated and make sure to notify everyone else that's not here. So the last thing is, I know last meeting we talked about events and all things moving forward. As you can see in front of you, you have all of the events through the end of 2026, from large to small events. So I would invite you to any of those meetings or any of those events. So just let me know if you have any questions, and I'll be more than happy to help.
That's helpful. That's a good ad.
It is great. That's awesome. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, regular agenda item number 25-3348. Consider, discuss, act on a recommendation to City Council approving qualified firms to provide professional landscape architectural services for design of various park projects. Jenny?
Can you pull that presentation back up? Oh, it's on there. Okay.
Sorry, I had the very last slide.
Okay.
Jenny Baker, Parks Planning and Development Manager. Thank you, Kara. So every few years, we issue what's called a request for qualifications. We go out for qualified professional design firms that we enlist to design all of our parks projects. And we do that so that we don't have to do that, issue an RFQ individually for each project. We go out, like I said, every few years, and it's a group that we vet and we rank, and then ultimately is approved by City Council. So our current list expired this past July. We issued a new RFQ on July 18th of this year. We had 21 firms that submitted. We had a review panel of four staff members. We ranked them on qualifications, experience, project approach, innovation. And then we came up with the 10 firms that you see listed on the screen. And one thing that is different this year, which we're really excited about is that this list will the firms will be pre-qualified for 5 years rather than three. So this is a pretty big endeavor. It takes a while to go through because we've got a lot of great talent submitting, but we're very excited about this group. There's three new firms that we've not worked with in the past. And with your recommendation, we would like to move this to council on December 2nd.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve this item?
Can I ask a couple quick questions? So did you guys have, we want 10 qualified firms going into this, or these 10 just differentiated from the others that were on the RFQ list?
And they differentiated, and what we do is, depending on how many firms submit, you kind of look for a clean break, if you will, in how the scores mm-hmm. fall out. And there was a pretty big gap between 10 and 11, and so it just kind of made sense. And 10's a good number. And so we were happy with the firms, and we were happy with the ranking.
In a process like this, will all 10 of those firms be utilized in those 5 years, or will some not even get a project assigned?
There could be the case that some of them don't. On the last group that was 3 years, there were a couple of firms that we never utilized. Now that it's 5 years, I think there's a better chance, better opportunity.
Good. Thank you.
Jenny, are these all Texas firms, or...?
They are. Some of them are national firms, but they all had, I want to say North Texas offices.
Okay, perfect.
On any given project, just to understand how it works, do some specialize in certain areas versus others, or do you pick three to get best bids from?
For the most part, these are just, large scale multidisciplinary firms that have landscape architectural, architect, planning, engineering, surveying. There are some that are sort of smaller studio firms, if you will, that do have to subcontract out for their engineering services, which is not atypical for landscape architect firms. Some of them do maybe have a little bit more specialization in like environmental surveying or something like that. But for the most part, they're all fairly equally ranked. And then those that don't have that particular discipline, they subcontract out for that, which was definitely allowed per the RFQ.
But for any given project, you may get several bids from amongst those 10. Is that how it works? Or
well, actually, now that once projects? Assuming that council approves this list and you recommend favorably, staff would decide which firm we would reach out to and make a selection and engage in a design proposal.
Okay.
So we would use our judgment based upon the project, the specific needs, and who might fit the best.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve this item?
I motion to approve.
Bruce Mead approves. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Mohammed seconds. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, motion passes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jenny. Okay, public comments. Do we have anyone to speak on non-agenda items? Okay, no. We will move into board members and liaison reports. Board members, any comments, anything?
Bruce Mead, just yes. A couple on McKinney Parks Foundation and a couple of the projects going on there. We have our monthly work day this Saturday at McKinney Greens from 8 o'clock until 11 o'clock. The intent is to clean up the trail, get rid of ragweed, trash pickup, mow, that sort of thing. We also have a class at the East McKinney Learning Garden. We've conducted about 10 classes over there. Usually they start at 10:30 on Saturdays. I think this Saturday is how to make candied jalapenos, so if that's your thing, show up. Heather Scruggs from Heavenly Eats, formerly La Tiendita, will be leading that class. And as it relates to the progress on getting final COs on the garden, we are within a breath of getting that. Our TCO expires tomorrow. We'll probably get another week extension. And the hope is that we can lock that thing down and be good to go and done. So it's been a process. That's the update. Thanks.
Perfect. Any other board member comments? Okay. Liaisons. I want to see who's here today. I didn't see David. Visit McKinney. Taryn Bolton? Okay, yes, ma'am. Okay, no problem. Then City Council, our esteemed Patrick Cloutier. Sorry, he told me to call him Mr. So I'm sorry, Mr. Patrick Cloutier.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Welcome to this board.
Thank you.
Lauren, thank you. I have a few things. Number one, our old City Hall and Development Services building on the other side of Highway 5 are scheduled for demolition in the first quarter of next year. So that's happening. The goal for City Hall is that We are going to look at EDC bringing in some companies that want to, some of the companies are already here, I think, but some of them might not be here, to come in and have meaningful office presence there. As a daytime resident of downtown, I think we really need more foot traffic and stuff to fill up the lunch spots and do those sorts of things. So I'm happy about that. The airport, there was a, and I'm only bringing this up because I got one of those political texts today, once the city finalized the airport, the commercial terminal, there was a lawsuit that was filed, basically indicating, and I'm not a lawyer, but basically indicating that the environmental assessment was not complete. That lawsuit was dismissed by the United States Court of Appeals on 10/29. There is a chance that the plaintiff might refile that. I would say, though, there's a case called, and you could text me if you want to, or email me, and I'll send this to you, but Seven Counties versus Eagle County, that was heard by the Supreme Court of the United States in May of 2025, that said, that basically made it very, very difficult to sue federal agencies over environmental assessments. So I think the bar is very high in terms of any of those things. I saw an aerial of the airport the other day. Man, the dirt has moved. They've got the underground infrastructure in. They're going to go vertical pretty soon on that. I don't remember if, when we were together last time, we'd already passed the homeless ordinances or the vagrancy ordinances, but those did pass. We have an additional item that is going to be coming before council on December the 2nd, and that deals with sidewalks downtown. The issue here is that... We allow certain activity on sidewalks. We allow a store to put a sandwich board in front to talk about their menu specials or things like that. And we also allow some nonprofits to come and you know have a presence on the sidewalks. But what we really don't allow right now is the ability to proselytize or come and amplify and do these things down there. And that's happening. The problem that we have is that the only penalty we have on the books for that is jail. And it's not really great optics for us as a city to haul off somebody to jail just for preaching their version of the gospel or something. So we're making it so that we can issue a citation. Jail's still on the menu if we want to, but what's important is to give our police agency to approach them and compel them to leave, and maybe a $300 citation might help them, compel them to leave. So those are the big things that I have right now. Is there any questions about anything that I went over or failed to go over?
I've got a couple questions. So regarding the ordinances, has there been any unexpected blowback? I know that there were some news shows, or why am I blanking on that? News programs. What are those things? The news? Where they?
Yeah, the news.
We talked a little bit about it, but even those didn't appear to be terribly negative.
You know, I haven't heard anything negative. The one, I think I went over this last time, the one that had some hair on it, I think, is that we no longer allow camping of non-owners on private property, which means that Leslie cannot invite me to come over and sleep in his yard. Now, that's not a very appetizing prospect anyway, but I can't do it now. Why did we do that? And the reason is that we have some fields and some, and I'm gonna pick on the ones, I always pick on the same ones, they're 380 and 75 in Redbud, that are owned by XYZ Reed out of New York City. People go to the little purple store, they get a bunch of junk, and then they strew it all over the field, and then they, you know, scatter during the day. Our police didn't have agency to approach those people because there was not a criminal trespass complaint, but now they can. And so my sense is that things are defining how you term better, for me, better. We have less of these instances right now. I think, and I really think, that our city had a reputation increasingly of being a soft-feathered nest for the voluntarily homeless vagrants to come to and have a well-feathered nest. I think that nest isn't as well-feathered right now, and I think that's serving us well. I will make one other remark. The city manager recommended to city council, and we passed this, that we would go through a process to ask for an RFQ for a consultant to come and talk to us about here's McKinney, learn McKinney. We're a mature city on this side of the tracks. We're a fast-growing city north of 380 and on the west side of 75. Here's your issues with homelessness. Here's some of the things that we think are some of the things that you guys could do. We want to listen because it's really a dike with a lot of holes in it, really, you know, that we're trying to do. The council liaisons to that, the ones on city council that are involved in that, are me and Justin Beller. So we're going to be going through that over coming months. We have a heart to help the people that we need to help and that we want to help and that can be helped and that will accept our help and that want to better themselves, and especially those that are from McKinney. I do. But I don't have an appetite to import other cities' voluntarily homeless people to be here and not respect our city.
Got it.
I hope that answers your question.
It does. Thanks. The other question on the airport, what is timing to lock down who the carriers are going to be?
Timing on the carriers?
Correct.
You know, I don't know if I would have believed this if I wasn't standing here and I was sitting where you were sitting, but I don't even know what carriers we're talking to. And the reason is that carriers are so skittish. They make the consultants that we employ hire a non-disclosure agreement because they don't want us finding out and then me blabbing to you about it or things like that. The only thing that's really out there is Avelo is out there. Mm-hmm. And they are pressing us really hard to get this thing done by fourth quarter of next year. Now, they could loosey the football us, right? I mean, they could just pull up and say, we don't want to do it. I've been very candid in my evaluation that... Love Field is subjectively not a good experience anymore. It's wall-to-wall humanity with 20 gates there. And they are expanding Love Field, not expanding the number of gates, but what they're doing is they're taking out parking lot A, and they're going to make a new ticket concourse and this and that so that we have more room to maneuver in there. I don't know what the percentage of people who are on Southwest Daily Manifest out of Love Field are from Collin County. But I bet it's thousands and thousands of people that fly out of there every day. So my hope is that we get some meaningful carriers like Southwest, but we crossed the Rubicon on this thing, and so we crossed the Rubicon on it, so really it's about delivering the best experience we can, and that's what I'm focused on. We did get, I think I told y'all about, we did get the TxDOT money of $14.8 million. In November, now, we were supposed to find out about FAA money of roughly $15 million that would come to help us with that. And the last tranche of Biden infrastructure bill money, which we feel really good about, but I think the government shutdown has delayed all that stuff till I don't know when. Will it be December? Will it be January? But my fingers are certainly crossed that we get the $15 million from the FAA. My full expectation is that we will because we did get the money from TxDOT. I don't have a good feel on the infrastructure bill, but I think that we are a really big target for that based on what they wanted to achieve. So we'll see if that manifests, and I would feel comfortable saying that number will be in the millions, but I don't know if it'll be 3 or 18.
Thank you.
Patrick, on that same subject on the airport, I get this asked all the time. You know, McKinney voters voted down the airport bond, so have we... gotten this done? Is it the TxDOT $14.8 million and the Biden stuff? How have we as a city been able to kind of pivot since that was voted down and get this done with the airport?
What was voted to be approved is that this was the burden was on sales tax dollars here in mm-hmm. McKinney. Mm-hmm. To the extent we get money from these three things, and again, one of them is already fait accompli, mitigates and minimizes the amount of sales tax dollars that are going in. So will the project be completed? Yes. Will the project be completed on the backs of our sales tax dollars? I hope not. And that's why we're chasing this outside money to do it.
Okay.
Not meaning to backtrack, but back to the ordinance thing. Weren't some of them about sleeping in cars and in the homeless too?
The cars?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't sleep in your car on public streets.
Yeah.
You can sleep in your car on some private property. And what I will say is that tell this story. There was a homeless woman I went and visited with her, and she was at the, if you're familiar with the Albertsons, it's on El Dorado mm-hmm. and Medical Center Drive. You go to the far east end, there's the mm-hmm. gas station. And then just south of that, there's part of the Albertsons strip center that seems to have never really caught on with the buying public. and she was out there. Now, Albertsons today could file a criminal trespass complaint and get her off, but that's what they would have to do in the future. So you can still sleep in your car, but it's on a willing private property owner to let you do it. Our public lots on Tennessee Street and our public streets won't be that. And it just came down to, you know, there was some appetite on council to hold off on that till we get this consultant, but I could not come up with a world in my head that made me think that a bunch of people sleeping in their cars on Tennessee Street in front of our library was a good idea.
Yeah.
So we said no on that one.
Well, my question was, and this may be too big of a question, but of how big of a problem is the homelessness in terms of a number, and is that something that is measurable that we monitor for these ordinances going forward, how effective
we have to do what's called a point in time count once a year. Yeah. And this year we did it, we counted 55. Now, I think I know and you know and the American people know that number was a lot higher than that, but that's all that we could find on that one point in time count.
Okay.
On that night. There is so much of it, though, Doctor, is a perception of what the experience is like down here. And if people are having a negative experience down here, being yelled at, and I have one lady who had a crack pipe thrown in her driveway. There's been a lot of other stuff that I don't want to talk about right here that is just, as I said, the night of council breaking the social contract big time. And I've officed downtown now for 28 years. I moved down there when I was 4.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you. But, you know, we've always had an issue, but the issue in the last 3 years is very different than the issue we had before. I want to go back to 2021 on this thing.
Okay.
You know, I'd be happy with that. Anything else? Okay, thank y'all.
Thank you.
Okay, motion to adjourn at 5:41. Do we have a motion to approve this item?
A motion.
Okay, Bruce made motions. Second. Do we have a second?
I'll second the motion.
Okay, Mohammed?
Todd Burton.
Oh, no, Todd, sorry. Okay, Todd. Okay, motion by Bruce Mead and second by Todd. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, motion passes and we're adjourned.